stand here tonight to speak to kings. We are kings and priests unto God. Come on, I want you to hear that tonight. Amen? And as I began to think about speaking to kings, I began to realize when you speak to kings, you speak to nations. Come on, when you speak to kings, you speak to nations. I want you to realize that and understand that, you know what, there's nations that as the word comes out of you, hallelujah, touches your nations, those that are around you, come on, those that are in your territory, come on, amen, that when you hear that word, that those word that we hear from God is powerful, amen, it's a two-edged sword, hallelujah, it breaks, it knocks things down, it builds up, hallelujah, it stirs up, it heals, it touches, that's what God's word does, hallelujah, if we let it be unleashed in us, hallelujah, if we hear with faith and believe with our heart, say, take hold of it, stand in it, don't be moved from the left to the right, but stand in that word. It'll change nations. Hallelujah. Come on, tell someone it'll change nations. I need my nations changed. Hallelujah. I need nations changed. Hallelujah. We need things around us to change. God's going to do it through you. Amen? Because we work out of a finished work, out of what He's already done. Hallelujah. Now He flows through you. Amen? Woo! Amen. Thank you, praise team. Come on, they did great. They didn't have everybody up there. Some of them are sick tonight. Now, I'm going to pray right now. Heavenly Father, touch those ones that are missing here tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, a good many of those ones that aren't here tonight, I pray to God, Lord, that You touch them and their homes right now. The same word, I pray, be stirred in their hearts, God, in the Spirit, here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to give you the name of the sermon first. It's Jonah 1. Because I only got through the first two verses. Yeah, I only got through the first two verses. And it's a very short book. And, you know Jonah and the well. You didn't know. Austin told me, he said, oh, you mean Jonah and the well? No, the other guy. There's no other Jonah. Help me tonight. There you go. All right. Put that up on the screen. Laughter. Amen. So this is called Jonah, due season. Say due season. Due season. How many of you guys have every month you get something that says on it, due? What are they called?
Bills.
Not Bob's. They're called bills. And they're due. And on that due, at the bottom of it, it'll say, do this much at this time. But then there's another option. If not paid by this time, this is your due. Come on, amen? I want you to see something tonight. I want you to know that God is never late. Hallelujah. He's always on time. Hallelujah. So whatever's owed, it's on time. Amen? It's never late. So I want you to realize something. Sometimes we go this way or that way and step outside of our due season. Come on, amen. I want you to hear this tonight. We step outside of what is due to us because of what He's done for us. And so I want you to hear this tonight, hear my heart tonight as I try to get through these two verses. It's not much. Let's see if we can do this, amen. But I want you to see that the Word of God, as you open up, and I pray this is my prayer, that we become stronger in the Word together. We become stronger and have a hunger for the Word of God. See, I want you to know that that is where my hope is. That's where my life is. It's in the Word of God. When I begin to get an understanding of the Word, when I begin to take hold of it and begin to take my daily bread. Come on. Listen, I want you to try this. Whenever you're reading the Scripture, just instead of wherever it says Jesus came through, use the Word. Watch what it does. It's amazing, because He is the Word. And watch whenever the Word shows up what it does. When the Word arrives, changes things, because He is the Word. And I need the presence, I need the Word of God, the presence, the now, right now in my life. I need to have what is God saying to me now. Have an ear to hear what He's saying now to me. I want you to know that we get messages and hear things in our hearts that we hold on to from what we had before. And those are great. But I want you to know that God wants to give you a word now. He wants to be fresh. Hallelujah. My daily bread. That we become desperate. I can't move without that bread. Hallelujah. That we become like Moses. And Moses said, without your presence, I won't go. I can't go without your presence. And sometimes we get up out of our bed and run out without the word. Without the word. Taking God, what do you want to say to me today? What do you have to say to me today? What do you want to speak to me? Just take a moment. God, what do you want to say to me? I want you to know that if people begin to get desperate for that word like that, changes things. Because He'll speak a word to you if you talk. You keep doing that. He'll speak a word and He'll put you in a place where that there'll be somebody there that word's in your heart, that it's moving and it's alive, that you feel like you got to pray for somebody. You got to bless somebody. Listen, I know a pastor that he went into, God spoke to his heart. He says that when you're in Walmart, He says you're going to do more than shop. He just kept hearing that. You're going to do more than shopping here. He says you're going to do something, be moved by what I'm going to share with you. And he walked past and there was a worker. Wasn't a very older, it was probably 25, 30 year old guy. And he was kind of limping. And he says, pray for him. In Walmart. In the bread section. Say the word. He went up to the man and he says, can I pray for you? He says, something's wrong with you. What's wrong? He says, with your foot, your right foot. Something's wrong with your foot. And he says, yeah. He says, I got a screw put in there. He says, and it really hurts. I can't hardly walk. He said, God's going to heal you right here, right now. He says, let me pray for you. He says, pray for me. He laid hands on the man. All of a sudden, he said, hey, that's weird. He said, what's wrong? He says, my foot is on fire. Literally, it's on fire. And he says, now, he didn't understand that something was happening. He didn't know what was going on. So he was trying to get someone else there to witness this because he's like, so he looked over at his other coworker. He said, come here, man. This guy just touched me and I'm on fire right now. I don't know what's going on. And he began to pray and he says, how's your foot? He says, I'm healed. And he says, what's wrong with you? The other guy says, well, I have this plantar fasciitis. He says, God's going to heal you right now. And he healed him right then and there. And the guy says, listen, he says, do you have a relationship with God? He says, no, I'm a Wiccan. A Wiccan, it's a male witch or a witch or whatever it is. And he says, I've never been in church in my life. He says, God wants to show you that He loves you by performing a miracle in you. And he began to pray for him. He's like, he says, dude, I'm lightheaded. Something's up with this. I don't know what's going on. He says, it's God touching you. And right then and there in Walmart, God touched him and he walked back out. See, I want you to know that's what God wants to do in His people. People that are ready to hear the word. What do you want to say to me, God? What do you want? God, Lord, what do I need to have for my family? What do I have to present to those ones that are working? Those ones that are, Lord, they don't know they're desperate for you, God. They don't know they're lost without you. But God, I know. Hallelujah. And you're in me. What they're looking for is in me. Come on, tell someone it's in me. It's in me. Come on, you got to have the understanding to know it's in me. Hallelujah. He died on the cross. Come on, so that you can receive it, that it can be in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Same power. Hallelujah. That raised Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Dwells in not just you or you or you and my pastor, in me. Say that's mine. Let's get in the word. Jonah 1:1. I got to get going here. I'm going to Jonah 1:1. Now say this with me. Can you read that scripture? Say it. All right, that's it. Say now the word. When do we need the word? Now the word. Hallelujah. I need the word now. I need the word of God. I'm desperate for the word. We got to get desperate for that word in our lives. Now I want to lay some groundwork down because God begins to talk to Jonah, but we don't know the full story beforehand. We understand that there's some things that God's working within him. You got to be careful when you pray, but I want you to know, don't hold back because this is what we need. We need to be able to pray, God, Lord, I call me, God. Amen. What's the, call me? What's the scripture? What's the song? how's it, what's the rest of the verse? Call me, lead me. I'm dependent on my worship leader. Use me, mold me. Say, mold me. I want you to know He's molding you into His image and likeness. Not what you think you are, but what He knows you are. Into His image and into His likeness. He's molding me. Hallelujah. He wants to mold you. And how does He do that? He does that through His Word. God begins to mold you. You begin to see your identity. You begin to find out who you are. Come on. What your calling is. Say, what's my assignment? You begin to hear your assignment. I want you to know that sometimes we begin to look big. We begin to dream big about things that we feel that God wants to use us. I want you to know your first assignment is to find your daily bread. Listen, that's our first assignment, is to find my daily bread. Because you will never find what is before you, the dreams that come true, until you stand and take hold of your daily bread. That we don't forsake the Word of God. That we don't step out without it. Hallelujah. Because within the assignment, hallelujah, within that Word, we are protected and we have provision, we have guidance, we have direction, we're led and we're called within the Word. Within the Word. And that's why God told Adam and Eve, keep it. Come on, His Word came. He says, remember we've been talking about this, how He says He's called, He says that He called them and He spoke to them and He gave them a Word. He says, this is my image. He says, reproduce and replenish the earth, take dominion and keep it. Say, keep it. We got to keep the Word of what God said. So I want you to see here, the Word of God came on him. There's a lot to say in just this first verse. Now the Word of the Lord came. It came unto Jonah. You know God wants to give you His Word. And Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise and go to Nineveh. Listen, I want you to catch this and understand something. That he might have been in a low place because God declared to him to what? To arise. He called him to arise. I don't know where he was, and I want you to know that even before this moment happened, that something was within him. He was struggling with something in his life. Come on, you ever been there? Have you ever been weary? Help me tonight. Have you ever been weary? Hallelujah. And maybe you haven't seen the things that you think you should see, and they haven't come to pass yet. You get weary sometimes. So here he was, and he spoke to him. Here's the Word. Here's the availability. Here's what he needs. Come on, amen. Everything that God speaks is what I need. It's what I need. Hallelujah. It's what I need. When I take hold of that Word, just grab hold of it and just open it up and just get lost in it. Come on, amen. And stop. And I want you to hear this. Just when you open your Word of God, just say, God, speak to me. Let me have ears. I want you to know, just begin to unlock it and say, God, speak to me. Well, I don't understand it. Listen, you don't have to, because you've got the Spirit of God within you that knows all things. Where is He? In you. You got Google search in the Holy Spirit right inside you. To unlock whatever mystery is out there. Come on, amen. And you keep seeking it until you find it. There's been time that I've been asking God for answers on things, and I kept going. And I kept going till I got to hear what God was saying to me for that moment. Lord, I can't do it without you, God. Things won't change without you. I need you, and I'm desperate for you. Amen. So here he is, and it says, and so he said, go, and he says, and he said, cry against it, for there is wickedness that has come up before me. There is wickedness. There is an inferior, this is what this word means, inferior quality. An inferior quality. I want you to recognize that, and we got to look at and see, that God sees us, that we are to be in His image and His likeness, and He recognized there was an inferior quality that was with them. Sounds a little bit different than wickedness. I want you, when you see it that way, you begin to see the heart of God. Because I want you to know that God's always about His people. Tell your neighbor, He's in love with me. And I think He's in love with you too. No, I know he's in love with you. That's what you were thinking, but I'm telling you, no, he's in love with you too. But see, what Jonah was thinking was something different. He was thinking something different in his head because of maybe something that has went on. Maybe some hurts and pains. He was moving in that instead of the Word. He was moving in that pain, something that happened to him, instead of the Word. I want you to know that God will not let you go forward until you let Him deal with that pain. Until you let Him heal the pain. Until you let Him heal you. Until you let Him mold you and equip you. Because why? You're His image and likeness. And He wants you to I want you to see something. He was sending him to Nineveh to represent him. He was calling him to do something, to declare who he was to a people that were acting inferior to who they're called to be. And God says this to him, I want you to go, arise and go to Nineveh. So I want you to know that even though Jonah at this moment didn't believe and know what was within him, didn't realize what was within him and what God wanted to flow out of him with, he was frustrated. Listen, you okay? I'm sending you to reveal my character. And I want you to stop for a minute. If we don't take that word, that now word, every day, our daily bread, what am I revealing? Because what I breathe in is what I breathe out. If I eat onions, I'm breathing out onions. So whatever I'm breathing in, I'm breathing out. If it's hatred, I'm breathing out hatred. If it's fear, I'm breathing out fear. So I want you to know that he wanted him to recognize, I'm sending you with my character. And the thing that got him was because he knew that there was something within him that was causing him frustration. He knew he wasn't breathing in something that was right. That he was questioning his assignment. So I want you to know that sometimes we begin to question our assignment. We begin to reason in our mind. Remember, Adam and Eve. She began to question when the enemy came in. She carried a conversation on with the devil. She began to question her assignment. I am in his image and likeness. I am. No, I'm not going to question that. I am in his image and likeness. But she began to reason in her mind. She began to question the Word of God. She began to reason in her thinking. How can this be? He began to question his assignment. I don't know if I'm called for this. I don't know if I can do this. Come on, every one of us have been in those places. Sometimes you think, man, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can understand this word. I don't know if I can ever get this. Your assignment is daily bread first. And then I want you to know, in that assignment, you will find and God will use you in the midst of it. Come on, I want you to know that. Listen, I say that from experience because, listen to me, my hunger moved me into my calling, into my assignment. My hunger for God. I remember the day that it happened. I remember when I was sitting in my parents' trailer and man, I was just a few months saved, maybe 6-7 months. And God hit me, man. I was just in that room. I was reading the Word of God. Didn't understand a lick of it, man. And I remember just sitting in there and I was reading the Word. And all of a sudden, man, this compassion came over me. And this desire to touch kids that and express the love of God to kids before the enemy had any chance to taint them and spoil them and hurt them and give them something that was true and something that was real. God says, I want you to present my character and likeness. I want you to know that it overwhelmed me. And when I went running out and I stood in front of my father, and my father says, what did he say to you? Always get that way. What's God saying to you? He always say that to me. What's God saying to you? He knew it was important. He knew it was so important to hear what God was saying. Because there's so many voices out there, so many things that try to deter me and foul me up and trip me. And he was saying, what's God saying to you? And I said, man, and I began to tell him, he says, you're my youth leader. Just like that. You're my youth leader. I can't argue with God. You're my youth leader. I didn't even question and think about it. I've only been saved. I've only been back running with God for 6 months. I just got over an addiction. But I want you to know God seen something in me that was greater than what I seen in myself. Amen? That fire, that word that was within me was greater than that was without in the world. Come on. That word in me, hallelujah, the presence of God was greater, hallelujah. It was greater and it kept me. Tell someone it kept me. The word of God will keep you. It will keep you. It will keep you. It will keep you. Come on, amen. You would not have been here if the word of God has not kept you. It has kept you. It has kept you. It has grounded you. It has held you. It has held you on. Come on, amen. It has kept you. Stand. You don't think you could stand. You don't think you can get through things. And the word of God is what keeps you. Keeps you. Guides you. Protects you. Provides for you when you don't even realize it. That's what the word of God does. So he says, and then he says, I want you to, the wickedness come up before me. They were against God's will. See, it was God's will for them to be in his image and likeness. And they were against God's will because they were living in inferior quality. Y'all get that? And then this is when he reasoned the assignment of God. Because we see that the word of God says now word, but then this says this in verse 2. I'm already at verse 3. Awesome. Not really. Come on. Verse 3. But. Say but. You got to get your butt out of here. Because but Jonah, he rose up to flee. Because he was arguing with the assignment of God for his life. He rose up to flee. He didn't rise up to take hold. He rose up to run from the... I want you to know that's the worst thing that we could do is to run from the presence of God, but to run to the presence of God. We need to run to His Word. We need to run to His presence. We need to run to it. Come on, tell someone run to it. We need to be desperate for it. Come on. We need to be hungry for it. We need to find ourselves. Well, sometimes I'm just... No, you need to run for it. Come on, I'm going to help you tonight if you let me. Amen? He says, and he says, he rose up and he says, unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He was running from the presence of the Lord. I ran from the presence of the Lord. Come on, amen. I've run. And you say, well, I've never run from God. No, you, when you aren't taking your daily bread. I'm just being real here. We're running from need to be desperate for. I want you to hear that. See, I'm saying this because we need to hear this and know that when I'm not taking that word, when I'm not digesting it and meditating on it upon my life and desperate for it, that grabbing it and putting it in me, I'm running from it. Because we get in cycles, we get in things, and we get... And then what we do is we begin to go on our own flesh and our own strength, and we begin to run. And then we get to a place when you run from the presence of God, this is what happens. Are you ready? I won't go without you, so help me. He says, and it says, he ran from the presence and went down. Say, went down. Do you know when you run from the presence, you don't go up, you go down. You don't go up, you go down. You don't go up, you go down. Listen. And he says, and he found a ship. Listen. This ain't in my notes, but listen. God will always give a way. He will always give you a way out. That you have a choice to choose. Do you not realize that Satan was in the garden? Do you think God did not know that? They had an opportunity to choose. Because He wants you to be desperate for what He says. He wants you to get desperate for what He says. So here was this opportunity. Do not lead me into temptation. Keep me from temptation. Shut those doors around me, God. Come on. And the way it happens is with His daily bread. It keeps me from that.
So here's what happened. It says, and he found a ship going. So he paid the fare. He had an all-expense-paid ministry trip to Nineveh. And whenever you run from the presence, you will pay the fare. We pay the cost. In Him, all things are paid for. Outside of Him, I pay for it. We all get that. Man, I'm tired of paying for what He's already paid for. What He's provided for. So I need to stay in the provision. I need to stay in that place. So He paid the fare. He paid the price. He paid the cost to get on that boat. Come on, amen? I want you to hear this and know that the provision is in the assignment. Say it's in the assignment. Not the asylum. The assignment. Just making sure you heard me right here. Did you get that on tape? Amen? He says, but he was questioning. This is what happens when you question assignment. It'll get you off the track. It'll get you out. It'll get you deterred. It'll begin to get your mind thinking, it's better off for me to go somewhere else. I'm going to give up on this assignment. But I want you to know the provision is in the assignment. It's in that word. Come on. It's in that word. It's in that now word. It's what God spoke to you. The provision is in that. Remember Abraham? Come on, I talk about this. Abraham was on his way. He was in the now word. Thank God that Abraham was in the now word, because if he was in the word that God spoke to him yesterday, he would have killed his son Isaac. Why do I need my daily bread? Because the provision is in that word. I'll provide. Abraham was desperate to hear. Come on, amen. He was there. He didn't know how. He didn't know when. He didn't question his assignment. He got his son on that mule. Took him there. He went up there. I'm going up there. I'm doing it. We will be back. Why? Because I'm staying in the assignment. I'm not going out of it. I'm not stepping out of it. I don't care how weary I get. I don't care how frustrated I get. I'm staying within the assignment because my provision is in that assignment. Outside of it, I will pay for it. If he would have killed his son, he would have paid for it. It would have cost him something. Am I all right? Listen, Psalms 1:3, it says, but he delights in the word. This is Psalms 1:2. But his delight is in the word. His delight is in the law. It's in the word. Say the word of the Lord. And in the word doth he meditate day and night. He meditates it when? Day and night. Meditates. That means that he begins to think about what God's saying to him. What are you saying to him? You want to have an ear to hear? You want to hear God better? You want to hear God when he tells you to move left, move right? Hallelujah. Up and down. Arise. Get up out of that place. Come on, amen. We stay in frustrated places, fearful places, lower quality places in our lives. Because why? We're not hearing that word. And he says, listen. He says, where are we at? Flip the page again. Holy Spirit, no, not yet. And he shall be like a tree. Say, he'll be like a tree. Are you ready for this? What will he be like a tree? What's a tree like? Planted. Say, planted. That means it's planted. It ain't moving. It's staying. It's staying. The only way you could produce fruit is stay in the assignment. Come on, to stay in the word, to let that fruit come out of you. Because if you're moving all over the place, that tree's going to die. It ain't going to live. It's got to get planted. You got to plant yourself in it. Because you'll get weary and you'll faint. Outside of that kept word. And he says, and you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit. Whose fruit? Come on. In his season. Hallelujah. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Not outside that word, but in the word. Not outside of it, but in it. In that word. Staying in that word. No matter what it looks like, don't step out of it. Amen? All right. Let's go to Galatians 6. You like this scripture? I know you do. You know what? Let me see. Could you kill that heat? You okay? Can I kill the heat for a minute? Thanks. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that God warms you in the Spirit, because your pastor's dying up here if I don't turn it off. I'm sorry, Kelly. I'm outside of her will. Listen, are you ready? You all know this scripture. I want you to open this up to you tonight, that God really spoke to my heart about this right here. See, you thought it was only three scriptures, or three. I didn't tell you about these other ones. Is that all right? Come on, do you got a minute to get through this? Galatians 6:9 says this, be not. He says, and let us not be weary. Say, be weary. In the NIV, it says, let us not grow weary. What's growing in me? Weariness? Be not weary in well-doing. I want you to hear this. The word doing means producing and bringing forth. The only way that we bring forth is in that word. Amen? It's not outside of it. Do not be weary in well-doing. Now, I want you to hear something, because every time every word of God speaks, say it speaks. So He's telling you something to be careful, because He says, do not be weary. If it says, do not be weary, it means you have an opportunity to what? To be weary. You have an opportunity to be weary. So He's telling you, be careful, because you can get weary and doing good. Now, I don't know about you, and I want you to hear this. Just like Jonah, he had the assignment of God, and he was weary doing good. And there's sometimes people here, I don't know if I'm speaking to the right people, but sometimes there's some people that maybe get to a place where you're weary doing good, and you think, well, maybe I'm just going to do something else. Or weary sometimes waiting in the Word for doing the right thing. I just want you to get this. He says, be careful that you don't grow weary in your assignment. Do not be weary. He says, and doing good, for in due season. We shall reap. Here's the key. What's the next word? If. There's some stipulation to this. It's saying, do not be weary. He says, if you what? Faint not. David said this. He says this. Let me read this to you. Let's look at Psalms 27:3. I want you to hear this. I got to give you a couple of scriptures. Is that all right? And he says, this is in verse 27:13. And he says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of God, the Lord, in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Word. Wait upon His Word. He says, I would have fainted unless I believed to see. I want you to know that the problem with Jonah, and sometimes with us, that we don't see what God sees. Sometimes we might be weary because we're not seeing what we think we should be seeing. Maybe what's going on around us. We get weary in not seeing the things happening the way that we think they should be happening. But I want you to know that God's doing something. We have to trust the God, because He's molding me. He's shaping me. He's doing something in Jonah. He's working within him, that working out of him. Because why? His character, God's character, is going to be represented by Jonah in Nineveh. So God is molding him, strengthening him within, moving something out of him. That was jeopardizing the assignment. that was against the word in his heart, the word that was given. Listen. And I want you to see that due season is not when I'm wearied. That's not when due season is. Due season is when I break from, I want you to hear this, when I break from the point of weariness. I don't let it get me, but I go beyond that point and I continue in the midst of it, and I don't let it cause me to faint. Due season's coming. See, due season will show up if I don't let the weariness keep me down. Now, you're looking at me funny tonight. I'm going to give you another scripture so you... Be faithful in the season. Press beyond that point. We need to press beyond the point because every one of us, he wouldn't have said it, that you can be weary, but don't faint. Don't stop seeing. See, the fainted part, if I didn't believe to see, you can sometimes get weary, but God's working something in you to trust His Word and to begin to trust. And the more you take hold of that Word, the more you begin to trust it, the more it begins to keep you, and the more it begins to produce something in your life. That it brings due season. I want you to hear this. Amen? Let's look at 2 Timothy. Just a couple scriptures. 2 Timothy 4:2. Oh, goodness. Man, I am persevering for you tonight. I am really hot. Listen, I want you to know that I had this scripture, and sometimes I've struggled with it. I've always heard it a certain way, but I want you to hear that this way. Amen? This is why we need to let the Word of God speak to us. Amen? Let it speak to us. Listen. And he says, preach the word. Be instant when? And when? Listen, I want you to know that that instant, the one little thing, that there was something that should have been added on here that really what the context of what this is means this. We've always taken that you need to be instant in season. So sometimes people would come to church and just be ready, whatever happened. They'd get up with guitars that weren't tuned. Brother Dan knows that, man, if that happens, man, that's just... And we think sometimes we're moving, or somebody just waiting for something just to happen without waiting on the Word. You just jump up there and just let God try to move in your life. I want you to know that most of the time what comes out is flesh. If you don't wait upon the Lord, you will not renew your strength. You will not bring forth something out. You cannot breathe in nothing and breathe out something. So this word means consistent. In season and out of season. See, what comes out of you when you're weary and when you're not. Listen, what is coming out of us in the midst of those places? He wants it to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. He wants it to be like He is. Not wishy-washy, in one day, out one day, in one day, out one day. No, no. He wants, see, I want you to know that He gave Jonah a door, a way out, because He wanted him to be consistent with who he was, because his character was being represented. This is how serious I am. I want you to know that when I walk out that place, God wants me to be consistent with His Word. He wants to be represent His character out there in the world. In season and out of season. Whenever things go wrong, I need to have the character of God in the midst of a storm. Hallelujah. I can't tremble. I can't fear. But I need to stand on the waters. Hallelujah. I need to walk on the waters. I need to declare the walls that are in front of me. I need to speak in season, out of season. When it looks like it ain't going to happen, I need to speak it anyways. When I see the ones as lame, broken, hurt, or blind, I can't see. I gotta see the way God sees. I gotta speak the Word of God in season and out of season. I need to be consistent. God is getting us to be consistent with what He says. That's what God's working on us. God's working that on us. Because without it, we are representing Him the wrong way. He wants us to be consistent. Man, the disciples, God worked on their hearts till they became consistent with what they were preaching. Because it's valuable. He's entrusted us to do it. He won't do it any other way. That's why he said, preach the good news. And I want it to be in season. When everybody's coming against you, you got to represent me. When you've been betrayed, you got to represent me. Come on, amen? Amen. I'm almost done. Listen, 1 Peter. Are you okay?
Yes.
So let me get through this. 1 Peter 1. Listen, here's another one. He says, 1 Peter 1, 5. Says who? Say who? Are kept. Thank you for your word, God. Kept by the power of God through faith unto, say unto, salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Now I want you to see something that this, we got to understand the context what he's talking to. He's talking about something happening in you. It says in the end, in the last times, but I want you to recognize he's declaring something to you. This, because you got to see the next verse to understand what he's saying. Amen? What is God saying to us? Amen? Because sometimes we put it off, well, that's some in the last time, some other time. I'm telling you what, it's, listen, he's talking about right now. He's talking about your due season. Listen, let me get this. Get this out of me. Come on, amen? Pull this out of me, amen? Pull this out of me. And he says, he to be revealed, say be revealed. In the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, that you've rejoiced for a season, and you're heavy through manifold temptations for a season. Listen, I want you to see this. He's saying this. He says, in 1 minute, sometimes you're here, and sometimes you're here. But he wants you to bring you to the end season of that, where it's no longer that way. Come on, amen. That we're no longer in, we're out, that we're tossed to and fro, that we're double-minded, that we're seeing one thing, we're seeing God's way, we're seeing this way, we're seeing the world's way, we're hearing the enemy, we're hearing this. No, the only thing that we hear is His Word. Jesus says, the only word that I say is what the Father said. Hallelujah. I've overcome. Hallelujah. That Word was in Him. It was through Him. It was out of Him. Whenever things were in season, out of season, the Word was true. It never changed. It never moved. That's what the Word of God does. He wants you to be in that place, in season and out of season. But He's trying to bring us to a point where we're no longer that way, no more. I got to give you this. And He says, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious, and of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire. To bring us to that point, it has to be tried with fire. Those things that are in me that disagree with what God says. Come on, amen? That disagree because it represents His character. See, God's doing something to Jonah. He's going to work something, burn something out of Jonah. There's a fire coming. Come on, amen? Don't, you know, I lost you there. Where am I good? Working out of me. Listen, and he says that trial and fire might be found unto praise, that we can come to a place of praise and glory and honor, hallelujah, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Listen, no more jump in and out, but the appearing, say the appearing, of Jesus Christ in my life. But guess what? I want you to hear this and know that my neighbors need Jesus to appear, not Chris. They don't need to see my flesh. They need to see what comes out of me is God. Hallelujah. It's an appearing of Jesus that walks into the room. Come on, amen. The Word of God steps in the midst. Because that's what changes things. It's that Word. I need the appearing of Jesus. Come on, I believe in a literal appearing of Jesus Christ, but I'm telling you what, I need an appearing of Jesus Christ every day. I need the Word of God alive, fresh, daily bread, the Word of God daily appearing in my life. Amen? Alright, listen. I'm almost done. I mean it. I'm working hard. I am. Listen. He says, whom having not seen, you love, in whom, though now you see Him, not yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable. That you rejoice with joy. Let me say it again. What am I saying? Rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving, ready? The end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. We see it done in the Word. He says it's finished. He says it's done. He says I'm a king. Then I'm a king. I need to see the end. Hallelujah. I need to see the end and believe it. Hallelujah. I know the end of the story. Hallelujah. I know what happens. Hallelujah. I'm victorious. Hallelujah. I don't care what's going on because my Word of God says I'm victorious. Doesn't matter. Hallelujah. I'm victorious. I'm a winner. Hallelujah. I'm victorious. We got victory through Christ who strengthens me. I want you to know. I want you to see this and know. Know that this is powerful. I want you to see grace is a gift of God to us unearned. That's what grace is. It's a gift to us unearned. But faith is the response to the gift. Faith is how I respond to it. How do I respond to it? When I'm in season and out of season in faith. Hallelujah. I begin to say, God, I can't get through this, but you can. I'm going to depend upon you. That's grace. And standing in it is faith. Saying, I take your gift and thank you for it. I will not reject it. Amen? Work out the inheritance. Let's say, work it out. Work it out. I want you to know that means that you've got to get through those weariness places. And be faithful in them. Let it work out of you. Hallelujah. Let the grace of God work out of your life. Amen. Listen. I can't get into that next part, but let me just finish up with Ephesians. I was going to talk about Joseph. When Joseph was in the prison, remember he was in that place? And listen, I want you to know that you know the story. Listen, I want you to know that he was in faith in season and out of season. Hallelujah. God was working on him. And guess what? His due season was coming. But something was working out of him to get to that place. Amen? Come on, because remember where he began. He began, started out, he was kind of a little prideful because he told his brother, you ain't going to tell your brothers if they hate you anyways. Then guess what? You're going to bow down and worship. You ain't going to tell them that, because if they hate you to begin with, you're getting yourself in big trouble. He paid the fare because his brothers put him in a ditch. But I want you to know that God's way, the assignment, will provide for you. Hallelujah. He stayed in the assignment. He kept staying. He got betrayed. He got sold into slavery. He went. Then he went into prison. And while he was in prison, come on, amen, God made a way. But here's the heart of Joseph. He stayed in that place. He was faithful. Get this. Get this. He was staying inside. God's going to provide it. He's standing there, and the butler and the baker, come on, amen, they were all in that prison. And he looked at me, one of them, he says, why do you guys look so sad? Hello? Listen, I want you to know, in the prison, God had somebody representing His character. Come on, somebody representing His... He's longing for somebody to be consistent. Hallelujah. In season and out of season. Whether you're in prison or you're out of prison. He looked at them, He says, why are you so sad? Hallelujah. Why are you sad? And at that moment, they said, why aren't you heart sad? You're in prison. I'll tell you why. He had a word in season. And it got him out of prison. That's what God's Word does. It'll break away, make a way. Ephesians 4, I'm done. Come on, push me. Amen. Come on, I have a lot to say, but listen, I don't want to lose you. Amen? Say, you're not losing me. Dan sang four songs, so it, you know... Thank God he did. That was the right songs. Amen. Listen, I'm going to read this out of here. Out of my fancy Bible. Come on. Come on, work. Work. There it is. I want to read it out of here. Well, one of the reasons was because a chunk of it is gone out of my Bible. Amen. Ephesians 4:14 says this, till we come into unity. It doesn't just mean with one another. If we're not one with Him, I can't be one with you. Listen. You know what breaks so many things? the cycle that's going on out there is that when I become one with Him, all of a sudden, I'll become one with you. It's just the way it works. I cannot love Him and not love you. It doesn't happen. I want you to know they're looking for the answer out in the world. Come on. And I want you to know I've given you the answer. In my love for Him, it'll cause me to love you. It'll cause me to love you. He said that we come into oneness, into unity of the knowledge of the Son of God under a perfect man. Hallelujah. Listen. Under the measure and the fullness of stature of Christ. The fullness. Not weak, not weary, but full. That we henceforth be no more, listen, ready? Tossed to and fro. In one day, out one day. Carried about by every doctrine, every belief, every reasoning in my mind. No, I'm not reasoning with it no more. By sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive me. And when we talk about that, where that God told Cain, He says, the enemy's outside your door. Don't go out without my word. Don't go out there because he's waiting to devour you. And he says, but speaking the truth, the word, in love, that I might grow up. Hallelujah. Say grow up. That I don't grow weary, but I grow up. In who? In Him, in all things, in every area of my life. Not that I just look good to you on Saturday. No. That I look good to my workers on Monday. That they see in me something different. That they see the character of God in me. And they say, I want that, man. I want that. I want that love for God that you have. I want that. Come on, amen. And he says, but speaking the truth, which is the head, even of Christ. The head, the fullness of it. That we grow up. That we grow up. Listen, I want you to hear this and know that the Word of God says that it says in Genesis, it says, the earth remaineth seed time and harvest. Say it remaineth. I want you to know there's always that opportunity. There's always that time that we begin to stay in our assignment, that we don't go outside of it. But I want you to hear this and know that we sow the Word of God. We sow that Word. We take hold of that by faith. It's a seed. I want you to know for so long the church has kept the word and they've held it. Remember the Bible described the seed as word. He says that you take that seed. I want you to know that unless I plant it in the ground and it grows, I can never have a harvest. But I want you to know that sometimes, here's what happens, is we plant our seed and the harvest comes. But we got to remember, in that harvest is another seed to sow for another harvest. I can't just stay in that one word, hallelujah. But I got to let that word produce harvest daily, hallelujah. I need to let that word burst out of me daily, hallelujah. I need a harvest of God's word in my life every single day. Stand to your feet. Come on, amen.